Hello, folks. It's Kate, or Spinner Girl, as I'm known on here. I thought I'd do a bit of an update, because I haven't done one for ages. I know that Sam, or Dreamcatcher SJE, did a post the other day updating you all about our bird situation and how we've had to split the birds between our different houses. We've had quite a traumatic week, really, in regards to this, because we haven't really known who to put where or whatever. Basically, the final decision is that I have Frankie and Cookie with me at the moment, and Sam has got Kendra, Smokey, Rio, and Canary. And the teals, haven't you?
Hello, folks,
yes. But we're having to sort of think about the teals because it's all a bit of a confusion because they are currently fighting, which isn't very good. So, again, that's another thing that we're going to have to think about.
What is it when me and birds don't get on, eh? There was a budgie squabbled like hell and now the teals do.
Yeah, it's really not good. So we are now, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to think about things. So that's the situation. The birds seem to be settling down. Frankie's fine. She's doing really well. Kendra's settling in. She's taking a little bit of time, but I think she's the dynamics are very different in that when she was at mine, I think she thought she was top bird. I think she tried to even dominate me at times because she could be quite nippy. I mean, as African greys go, she's probably quite mild, really, in comparison. And you could sort of hold her, like touch her and step her up and things, but she could be a bit unpredictable. Whereas with Sam and Smokey, there's a different dynamics because I think she's picking up that Smokey and Sam are kind of, you know, they've got quite a good relationship, really. So she's thinking, oh, I'm in a different position here in this flock. So it's kind of making her sort of step back a little bit, which is good. But hopefully, when she settles in, Sam won't have problems with her. So yeah, it's a bit sad, really. The whole sort of process of trying to work out who to put where, really. But in the end, I think we had to go on a variety of things. Some of which were about us as people, but quite a few of which were about the birds and who we felt would be happier where. I think both of us felt quite a lot of guilt about having to swap back, because initially I had Kendra and Sam had Frankie. But I think what we've realised is, in a way, the birds sort of choose you. As weird as that sounds. And there's nothing you can do. You can't say to them, oh, well, you have to like so-and-so, or you have to prefer
so-and-so. You have to like me because I bought you, or you have to like me because I adopted you, in Frankie's case.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You have to like me because I'm your owner. And they sort of think, well, I suppose if Kate and I hadn't got together, or if it had been, say it had only been me that had birds, then I suppose my birds would have always been my birds.
Yeah.
But I suppose because they both see a lot of both of us. They see a lot of both of us, then I suppose they are going to form different alliances. You know, not always with the person you expect.
No.
Or hope.
No. I mean, I don't know. I can't work out what Kendra thinks of me. She's very hard to read. Because on the one hand, she's being all nice, and the next minute she's nipping, and you think, well, what? I don't get it.
Yet, even when she was at yours and I would come to yours, yes, she wouldn't come to me that often in the end, but when she did, she wouldn't bite me. She would literally just come and sit on my shoulder or sit on my knee.
Yeah.
A couple of times she tested, but not like she did you.
No, it's really odd. Yet, when Sam goes over, she sort of backs away from me, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I don't.
I put my hand in tonight to get her out to see if she wanted to step straight up onto my hand, and she didn't want to know.
It's really.
She did come out, but she wanted to come out of her own accord.
Yeah. It's really odd. I don't understand it.
But then I picked her up because she went for a little bit of a crash landing into my patio door. So I went and she stepped up, no problems. And she came and sat on my shoulder and she was there for a little while and she was absolutely fine.
Yeah, she didn't bite you, did she?
Nope, nothing at all.
Yeah, she was flying up and trying to land on my head, which is a very dominant position for a parrot to be in.
You should never let a parrot do that.
No.
You shouldn't let any bird do that.
So, yeah, I don't know. Whereas Frankie will let me handle her, whereas she's not as keen when Sam attempts to.
Yeah, she used to be, and that I think that's what hurts me the most, is that, you know, when I first had Frankie, it was me and her.
Yeah.
And she was absolutely fine with that. She, you know, she took her time to settle in, and then she started to step up onto my hand and sit on my shoulder, and then she'd do the whole, like, snuggling up and wanting her head kissed and scratched and, you know, all the rest of it. She was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It's when they change their alliance after a while that it does. It really hurts,
yeah,
actually.
It's horrible. And then I feel bad, or the other person feels bad, you know.
Mm.
But I think parrots are so complicated that I don't know. You just got to try and do what you can, really.
Yeah.
And try not to take it personally, which can be really hard. But
you can, yeah.
You know. So that's the situation. I'm going to see how much time I've got left on here.
Three pause recording. 3 minute time remaining.
Oh, I got ages.
3 minutes and 23 seconds.
So that's the situation with that. Today's been really nice because we've chilled out and had a lovely meal.
Yeah.
We had chicken, mash and cauliflower cheese and stuffing.
You did. It was lovely too.
It was really nice.
And guess what we're going to do now, folks? We're going to do something that we never do.
Never, ever, no.
We're going to listen to Harry Potter.
No, we haven't done that in ages. Yeah, we have.
God,
we do it all the time.
I can't remember the last time we listened to Harry.
It's about three hours ago.
This afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, we just love it so much. It's amazing.
We love Harry.
And I'd love to go to Harry Potter World. One of my friends has just gone and she said it was really good.
She had butterbeer and everything.
She did. She said it was lush.
I'm really jealous.
And I want some Harry Potter sweets and I've looked on Amazon, but they're really expensive. And there's no way I'm spending that much money.
And they're not that interesting. There's like every flavour beans.
Yeah.
Or you can buy like one chocolate frog.
Yeah, it's really silly.
I don't know. That's kind of about it, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I think there might be some jelly slugs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
As well. But I remember when Harry Potter was kind of popular out and stuff, there was like you could buy someone a present and it was like a massive cauldron full of sweets.
Oh.
And it was bloody fab. It was like a wand.
Oh, wow.
A chocolate frog. And you had some flavoured beans. It was really fun. My mum got my friend one once, you see. And I was like really jealous that I wanted one. But yeah, I shared my friends. So yeah, that's what we're going to do tonight.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd say hi and let you know that I'm still alive and still around and stuff. And hopefully I'll do some more boos in the next few weeks and get back into booing again because I do love doing them. And I appreciate the art of sound, so to speak. So yeah, to support it, I'm going to try and boo some more.
Mm-hmm.
So I will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye, folks.
Publish button. Publish. Oh.